Hello and welcome to episode 378 of Sprinkles the Geek. I'm Matt.
And I'm Hammer.
And this is our Week in Geek. This week, movie theaters.
Or even more. They're still not closed yet, but they will be.
Speaking of, I saw a report that, AMC lost 90% of revenue year over year.
Year over year? Oh, because they missed summer.
Because they didn't have anything this year. I mean, they've been closed since March, essentially.
Yeah, I know, but year over year, 90%, that's crazy. That means a
huge drop.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised because summer alone. And then winter is kind of big because usually for families.
But, I mean, they haven't had winter yet. Like, this is winter right now, but...
Yeah.
From, 19 and then 2020, the only thing that came out really was...
Sonic
and... Bad Boys, remember we looked at it?
Birds of Prey came out.
Yeah, but remember we looked at it, five movies had crossed the $100 million, which is... Marvel releases that many movies every year that surpass that, so...
I mean, they literally have nothing to release.
Nobody has anything. Well, I mean, they all have stuff to release, it's just kind of in limbo.
Because no one wants to go.
Yeah, I mean... We're at a point where we should almost be seeing summer movie trailers for 2021. The Super Bowl is usually when it happens. Now that's February, so that's kind of right around the corner.
So it's summer 2020 again.
Not all sequels suck.
You know those movies that we were edging you for an entire year? Jeez. They're coming out, maybe.
We are going to talk about one of those at least, we got some news on that. But we... are going to get to our streaming review, which was brought to us this week by you, my good friend.
Yes, of Moneyball.
Now, you are not a sports person.
No.
So, did you understand what was going on? And I don't mean that to be insulting at all.
No. In the beginning, it was really confusing at first. Funny enough, I was actually watching this because this week I was taking a class. It's like a data analytics class that I've been wanting to do called Six Sigma. And the guy actually referenced the movie. And I was like, I'm actually watching that. Not right now during the show, during the class. But I'm like, I'm watching that on my lunch and stuff. And he's like, it's actually a really good case study for data analytics and how you can use that to kind of prove your purpose and everything like that. I got it once, after probably about 20 minutes in or so, it made sense. And then I was totally on board. It was basically the idea that he was trying to let the stats drive your choices, which makes sense because basically it's like treating it like an RPG. You're min-maxing your team rather than going off the gusto, the bravado, and the people who just have all these biases. Instead of
stat dumping everything into strength.
Exactly. And they even mentioned the point where I didn't realize they were doing the bean guy. Brad Pitt's character. I didn't realize it was Brad Pitt's character until a little ways in because they're like, then they make the connection. And then they make the connection of the fact that he was the guy that should have been anything, but he fell flat.
Mm-hmm.
He was totally just blah.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just, so I understood it. And it made sense that this was more of a point of showing a change in the business than anything else, probably. That and the Oakland A's getting 20 game. In a row.
Well, I mean, that was... So, as we're watching it, Sarah doesn't really know baseball.
Yeah.
Right? And she's like, why do the Yankees have, $120 million payroll and the A's have, 38? I'm like, well, they're a small market team and they only make so much money. You have to make money... You go bankrupt. And she's like, but why can the Yankees spend as much money? I was like, well... They have their own television contract for New York, which is the largest market in the world. If not, I know it's the United States. I think it might be the world. So they get all the money from that, and they don't have a salary cap in baseball. So what you usually have...
Do they have salary caps in other businesses?
In every other sport.
Really?
Yes. Every other sport says, you can only spend $70 million, which is giving an example.
Yeah.
Now, sometimes you can go over that. If you go over that, you pay a massive luxury tax.
Okay.
Massive. I think I know the Yankees have paid like $150 million just in luxury tax alone, and some, like, there's so many numbers going on. But so you could go over it, but you pay this massive luxury tax, and then you get hit with, like, it's, you don't want to go over.
Yeah.
And you can go under it, but there's a certain limit, like all the sports that have a salary cap, there's a certain limit you can go under it. So the cap is 70, and you can only go over a certain amount. So let's say you can go over 5 million to 75, and you can go under to, I'm just going to go another 5 million, 65. So you have like a 10 million buffer you can play with, but you have to meet the floor as well. So you couldn't be a professional hockey team and salary cap be 70 million where the floor is 65, and you decide, well, we're going to spend 4 million and pocket the other $60 million. You can't do that. You have to spend X amount of money. You can't spend more than X amount of money in every other sport.
Yeah.
So it makes it, you know, a level playing field so that you don't get things like you have in baseball where the Yankees, the Dodgers, the Red Sox, the Cubs
can just spend more money.
God, there was a stat during the World Series. This year's World Series was the Dodgers and the Tampa Bay Rays. And I believe the Dodgers were paying two of their players more than the entire Rays payroll. So, what you had with the A's of, they had lost a bunch of really good players to free agency. And they realized they couldn't keep that salary cap up.
Yeah.
They don't make enough money from ticket sales, jersey sales, concessions, blah, 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 to keep spending that. They had to bring that cap down, and they had to find a way to replace an MVP in Giambi. He wasn't a Cy Young winner, but I think he was their ace in Isringhausen. So they had to find a way to replace these people, but you couldn't pay for somebody to replace them. So what they did was, it was just, you know, You saw him, you'd be like, well, we're going to get three players to replace this one player.
Yeah.
And that's where you get the money ball of, like, their statistics and things. So we're watching it, and I'm explaining that to Sarah, like, there's no salary cap in baseball, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, why? And I'm giving the answer. She's like, I don't like baseball. Now I really hate baseball. And it's, I grew up as a Reds fan. So they're in Cincinnati. They're a very small market team, and it sucks. Because you pretty much know every year your team has no shot. Now they have, like the Rays had this year. The Royals won a few years ago. I'm trying to think of somebody in a small market recently that's won. But a lot of times it's the large market. Like the D-backs won in 2001.
Yeah.
But they paid a shit ton of money.
What do you mean?
Their salary cap was high.
Oh, for getting the players they got?
Yep. And so, if you are a fan of a small market team, you pretty much know your team doesn't have a shot unless they have a special season. And it kind of sucks. And so it's one of those, if you want a perfect representation of the 1%, baseball is the 1%. Of, like, you have these 4, 5, 6 teams that are at the very top that at any point can be like, we want that player, and we take that player. And there's like nothing you can do about it if you're on the lower teams.
That's crazy.
So it's a pretty good representation of how it went. Billy Bean is still with the A's. He's no longer the GM. He went into a vice president role. But they still kind of do the Moneyball thing. They haven't been uber successful with it, but they've been successful enough to usually be in contention. Sometimes make the playoffs, but they haven't been able to. Like,
it's funny because I was trying to remember. I had some cards from the Oakland A's, and I wanted to say it was kind of when they were big-ish a bit.
I would say 89, 90, 91, 92. Yeah, so like Mark McGuire, Jose Canseco, Ricky Anderson,
yeah,
Dave Stewart.
I know Jose Canseco. I remember Jose Canseco. Because that's like,
Eckersley.
I don't know. Like, I remember that. Like, probably only one. But I remember having an Oakland A's card. Or cards and stuff like that. It was being a big-ish deal or something like that. But that's crazy. that it's that, like, I guess I didn't realize how bad it was, because it almost, like, remember when we watched The Big Short?
They kind of, a little bit gloss over it. They show at the very beginning of, like, their payroll was this, our payroll was this, but they don't really explain in the movie of, like, why they can't spend that money, and why the other big, other clubs can spend that money. And that's one of the things that I wish that they'd covered a little more of, like...
Because they got nerdy with it.
Oh, you know, they did, but really, they only said it was, like, well, we can't match the Yankees in spending. And that's pretty much it. Instead of, so if you're watching and you're not a baseball fan, you're like, well, why not? You know, why?
Yeah.
And so I wish they'd explain that a little better. But overall, I liked the movie. I thought Matt Damon was really good. I really liked Philip Seymour Hoffman.
He did a great job.
Forgot he's, it was one of those stuff, like, you kind of forget that he's dead because he hasn't been in stuff for a while, and then you see him, you're like, oh yeah, stupid drugs.
Well, there's a point where they showed the person he was and he was pretty spot on. No, I liked the movie, honestly. It was a different, I was curious about it because it looked like a different kind of sports movie, and it was a different kind of sports movie. It showed something, it was less drama and more expose, I guess, like drama expose, like, hey, this is your, like, the things behind your business. And to your point, it's pretty fucked up. Especially for America's pastime kind of thing. But it was cool. I mean, I enjoyed it. It was fun. It was well acted. And it was, I don't know sports, but I was able to follow it well.
Right. And that's the disappointing thing, is it's made for somebody who doesn't, who wants a drama movie that has sports in it.
Yeah.
And so there's things that they left out that you're like, I feel they could have hammered their point home a little more if they were like, the reason we don't spend money is because we can't.
Yeah.
You know, we're like, here's what our ticket sales are every year. Here's what we make, and here's what we spend, and blah, 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 blah. Here's what these spend. So you've been like, now I get why they're pinching their pennies so much.
See, it's
of
sad.
Like, why are you charging people for soda in the locker room?
I like that one where it's like, you're going to cover the soda for 3 years.
Yeah.
No, it was funny because I went back to watching it after I was talking in our class. And we were literally talking about box charts, box graphs, everything, fucking like tons of way too many charts about pies and whatever it is. What is it? Oh, yeah. Here's a pie chart of my favorite bars, and here's a bar chart of my favorite pies. And then I got to see the stuff where you see Jonah Hill briefly saying, like, hey, when he's explaining the stats to people and everything like that, you should actually go here when you're actually going here kind of thing. And I was like, oh, we just talked about that and causality and different things like that. And I was like, oh, pinpoint analysis. I love this shit. So for me, I'm like, my nerdy little heart. Cool. But yeah, I liked it. I was happy to go see something different.
Yeah, I liked it too. I would recommend it. It's one of those things. It's not a baseball movie.
No.
But it is. Like, baseball's there.
Yeah.
You can't get away from the baseball, but it's not a baseball movie at all. It's just how you can maximize what people don't want, essentially.
Yeah.
Of, like, somebody else's garbage is your treasure, or whatever the saying is, of something like that.
People don't know what that, like, they know what they think they want. They don't know what they might actually need kind of thing, maybe. I don't know. Yeah. We'll bastardize it.
So we both recommend watching Moneyball that is on Netflix. So for this week's streaming review, it's going to be brought to us by me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on Amazon Prime.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to watch not the Spanish version of Rambo Last Blood. That's an inside joke.
Yeah.
I actually think we covered it on the podcast.
Yeah, we did, because we watched it and we're like, what the fuck?
So we're watching Rambo Last Blood on Amazon Prime. As always, if you have anything you want us to watch on Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime, Disney Plus, HBO Go.
Max.
The same difference. Whatever.
And Go's gone.
It's same.
And Max isn't everywhere.
HBO Max. Let us know at BatandHammerGeneral.com, BatandHammer on Twitter, Sprinkins and Geek on Facebook. You can reach me, I'm at Taro Skippy.
Matt Crane Kalis. Make sure to like us, love us, and share us on Tuesday mornings at some time on SoundCloud, iTunes. And that's about it. Hashtag hit post.
Yeah.
I haven't seen a Rambo movie in forever. And I don't think this is the one where he, like, bloody missed somebody with a giant, like, gun, but...
No, I haven't... I didn't see the last Rambo movie which was
I think this is Last Blood,
which was New Blood, or was the last one New Blood or something?
I think this was the latest one. This was 2019.
Yeah, but there was one before this where he came, and I think it was New Blood.
Maybe, I don't know. I mean, this is the one where he's in Mexico, right?
First Blood again. Who knows?
Yeah, First Blood Part.
All right, so we're gonna get to this week's nerd news. First topic of conversation is Robert Englund is going to be in the next season of Stranger Things.
Robert Englund is...
Freddy Krueger.
Okay. Cool.
The only thing is now, I wonder how big of a role he has.
I don't know who he's going to play, really, but I'm guessing he's probably going to... Do you think David?
David.
Yeah, from the first one. Cannibal Dude. Talking about Last of Us, right?
Stranger Things.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you said he's going to be in Last of Us.
Did I say Last of Us?
Yeah.
I swear, I thought Stranger Things. He's going to be in season 4 of Stranger Things.
Oh, I thought you said something about Last of Us being like...
We're going to talk about Last of Us too, but... Oh. I swear I said Stranger Things.
You may have, and maybe I just blinked on it. I don't know where we wanted to go. I don't care about Stranger Things. This time got past season 1, so I'm like, meh.
I think it's exciting. No, it's cool. HBO Max has picked up 2 series, The Last of Us TV show.
I'm cool. I'm excited for it. Sorry if you're running water, we're not peeing constantly.
Maybe we are. Maybe we're taking a bath together.
Rubber ducky, you're the one. No, cool. I can't really say much about Stranger Things. I see stuff people
now. Last of Us, god damn it.
Yeah, and then Last of Us. I'm excited. Christ. I've been wanting to go back and play Last of Us again. I thought Robert Englund was going to be in there. I was like, well, make him David. Great, he need people. It'll be fantastic. I don't know if they're going to. I kind of hope they don't redo. I know how this. I know what the easy thing is, and I don't. I kind of don't want them to do it. Is just doing like
Joel and Ellie.
Well, no. I was thinking they would do a prequel.
I'd rather them do a prequel.
And I was like, I'm hoping something like that. But I'm at the same time, is that too fucking close to Fear of the Walking Dead? Because Fear of the Walking Dead literally is that.
Yeah,
was that pretty much?
No matter what you do, it's going to be considered too close to. You know, if you do something that's. Sorry about that. If you do something that's taking place in the now, after the cordyceps are infecting people, it's going to be compared to The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
And if you do it before, it's going to be compared to Fear of the Walking Dead. Like, you have to do your own thing while being in the genre of, like...
Oh, that's why I was like, well, if they do it right after the cordyceps are, like, just starting and like that, I think it's going to be too close to Fear of the Walking Dead, because the parts that Last of Us really makes its own is... the feel of it after it's been, you know, like the whole more dilapidated kind of stuff. I don't know. I'm excited to see what they do. Plus, I mean, I want to say HBO does really good stuff with their shows. They don't end it always well, but I mean, they edged us for like 7 seasons. So,
yeah, but I haven't gone back to Westworld either. So
I haven't gone back to Westworld. I love season 1. I haven't seen Raised by Wolves, but I really want to.
I
want to
see Eastbound and Down. But, like, I almost hope that it's either a prequel or they cover the Fireflies.
Fireflies would be kind of fun, because, you know, Abby's really cool.
Abby's not a Firefly.
What did she wanted to be a Firefly, though.
No. Her dad was.
Weren't they Fireflies?
She...
Is this a spoiler? I mean, at this point.
I don't think she was a Firefly. I know her dad was... But I don't even know if her dad was a Firefly or if he was just a surgeon that was there.
I thought she was part of the Fireflies.
Maybe.
Or was it... No, it was the different group. That's what it was. Because there weren't the Fireflies. There were a different group that's kind of like them. The Wolves or something like that.
Well, they branched off.
Yeah.
But then remember her boyfriend was going to go look for the Fireflies in Santa Monica?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, anyway. News story number 3. The big news story. I just saved a ton of money on my car insurance by switching to Geico. plug. No,
that'd Wonder be really Woman. Amazing if you did.
Wonder Woman is actually finally coming out to theaters. Wonder Woman 2 is coming out to theaters December 25th, 2020, the same day as Monster Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
Also, HBO Max on the same day.
Which is an like, that's the move that actually makes me think they're not going to push it back again.
No. No, it's coming out.
Yeah.
And what really, like, I wonder, did Warner Brothers throw money at, like, theaters? Because usually they don't allow day and date. And I understand that this is a pandemic and this is a special circumstance, but, like, And I'm sure theaters are like, we'll take what we can get type of thing.
That's actually what I think it more of is. But, I think it's they don't have any leveraging power.
But Wonder Woman's not going to make money. It's free.
Yeah.
It's free. You don't have to pay for it. It's free. Well, I mean, you do, but, like, it's free. So did HBO throw a whole bunch of money at Warner to be like, hey, we want this on our platform for X amount of time or whatever, but, like,
well, I mean,
I would like to know the deal that went on behind this.
Warner owns HBO, or HBO is owned by, yeah, Warner owns HBO.
Yeah, I
want to say, so, I mean, it's them, like, I don't think it's not like a net loss for them. They're win-win. I mean, at this point, because it's either you that or you hold onto a property and perpetually.
Right.
And I think it's less damaging to release it in this way and use it as a thing of, like, well,
help sell merchandise?
Well, I think push your streaming platform, which you fully own and you get all the benefits from it versus a theater, which you get marginal benefits from.
Right.
But yeah, to the point about theaters, I just don't think they can, I don't think they have the leveraging power anymore. Like, they don't. Like you said, AMC lost 90% of its stuff. Are they going to say, no, we're not going to carry your movie? Fuck no, they're not. They need any fucking asses they can put in that seats. It's just, it's crazy.
Yeah, and you know, we've been talking that, and I've spent thousands of dollars, but I feel I have to see this in the theater.
I mean, I was presented with the option to go see Tenet with someone just, like, on the TV, and I was like, I kind of really want to see it in the theater.
Right?
And I'm
at a point of, like, if I go to a theater, maybe I'll go to Alamo,
mm-hmm.
which is really small in general, which only seats maybe 100 people?
Yeah.
Maybe? And I mean, like, that's kind of pushing it.
And we had friends that went to, like, a Nightmare Before Christmas thing, and they were the only four. It was them
and their kids.
And their kids, and that's it.
And so I'm like, and they are a small local business, so, like,
you're kind of paying.
I can help to support them. And I know they're doing a ton of things of, like, please come see movies here, but we are on the cusp of another lockdown, I feel.
Yeah.
But also, I don't know how the public would take another lockdown, especially right now.
That's actually why.
Right around the holidays.
That is literally why they're not doing it.
But.
Because people will burst.
I mean, you're going to have Thanksgiving.
I mean, are you?
You're going to have Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I mean, we have, in our community, there's an annual football game on Thanksgiving that's probably 100 people, and they're like, yep, we're doing it this year. And I'm like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah.
I would love to. My knees are telling me no. I would love to, but yeah. I'm like, I live with high-risk people. I can't do it. And, I mean, it's been basically a year of this, and people are at a point of like, sorry, I got to live my life. And so, I want to see this in the theaters, but, like, I also need to protect myself type of thing. And I don't want to sit there in a mask. Like, I wear a mask at work all day, or a mask when we go out shopping. Yeah. I don't want to sit in the theater and wear a mask, but, like, I also don't want to sit there and not wear a mask. Like,
it's like you understand it, but you're like, I want to gripe, but you're like, I don't want
it. Oh, yeah,
but,
like, I don't want to wear a mask when I go out. And it's one of the things that Sarah and I talk about. Of like, I miss seeing people's faces. We went somewhere. We saw, like, and people weren't wearing a mask for some reason. I can't remember what it was. Like, we didn't go shopping or anything. I don't think it was your birthday. We did something.
Yeah.
God, where were we? Anyway. Oh, yeah, we were at a friend's birthday. And there were probably 10 of us. But we're all... And you were there.
Yeah.
We're all in a bubble.
And you were there. And you were there.
But we're all already in each other's bubble.
Yeah.
And it was just like... People...
It was probably the largest gathering of people I had been to at that point. It was just
me.
The wedding was definitely the biggest. That was the last huge gathering I'd been at.
And your wedding was 30 people?
Oh, it's about closer to 50.
Okay.
I think it was about close to 50. But yeah, it was the 7th of March.
Yeah.
And I was like, I tell people that.
The next
week
was like lockdown, essentially.
Mm-hmm. I've told people, it was like, we got right under the gun. What do you mean? It was like, we're married on March 7th. March 7th of this year. Oh.
Yeah, it's... And so it was like, wow, it was nice to see people. And I saw people I haven't seen since March, probably.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just like, oh, my God, I love you. And I just give a big old hug and was just like...
Well, it's the same thing when you and Sarah and Terry were here from birthday, and I like cried a little bit, and after you guys left, I was like, I looked at Jackie, she's like, you look really happy, sad, and I was like, that was the most fun, but I feel bad about it, but it's okay, but I really miss game nights. I miss going into a game night and people playing enough to the point where there could be like two games and you can just go walk and talk and bullshit with people.
We were going to have
We are Pepperidge Farm right now. You remember? Pepperidge Farm,
like,
remember?
We were going to have a Dapper Day thing tomorrow since we should have been at Disney this week and we weren't there because, you know, COVID. Mm-hmm. We were going to have a Dapper Day thing of people were going to dress up in their Disney stuff. We're going to watch Disney movies and make Disney food and try to do as much as we could. And our cases have been going like skyrocketing. And since I live with high risk people, like I was just like,
it's not the responsible thing.
We gotta cancel it. And it fucking sucks. And everybody's like, yep. And I don't even know how we got on this topic. Theaters. And so like
sitting
by the time this comes out, how much more are we going to be quarantined?
I think that's why, like, again, by them doing the streaming and thing, that's what makes me think that they're not hedging their bets. They're like, this is going to happen one way or another.
Right.
It's going to happen. By the way, I was going to make a terrible joke, and I still want to make it, but now I know it's terrible, and it's going to be delivered really flat. But just go with it. It's like sitting in a theater is a very novel idea, a very novel virus kind of idea. I told you it was terrible. But let's move on. Come on, Cole. Let's move on. It's fine. Come on.
Well, I swear I don't have a gun.
Oh my God.
So good.
I need to put that meme on there.
No.
It's terrible.
No.
There are times that even in our group chat, I send him a message and I'm like, I'm sending this to you because I laughed hilariously and you can get away with it. And you do. And people are like, that's terrible. And I'm sitting here, I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
Good, good.
Yeah, there's some memes where I'm like, oh my God, I must share this. And usually the responses are always just like, this is the most horrible thing ever. Yep.
Well, that's why I laugh. I said I share the ones about whatchamacallit, you've never watched the anime, but it's Full Metal Alchemist.
Right, where the dog and
the girl get memed, like get meshed together. So every time I see a meme about it, 100%. I have one friend immediately I tag in. And now I can start getting tagged like randomly by people. I'm like, yes, good, good.
So that'll do it for this week's Nerd News. We're going to go ahead and get to the pod question this week. Look at that.
Do-do-do-do.
And so for this week's pod question, it was brought to us by me. And I wanted to know, what is your favorite Christmas song?
Yep.
TK went with the Carol of the Bells, mm-hmm. which is, everybody knows that one. And what about you, buddy?
It's Carol of the Bells. Mormon Tabernacle Choir is the best one. That thing is the one that, like, makes you go, like, oh, something terrible's happening. What about you?
I didn't go with something terrible. I went with Christmas Eve in Sarajevo, the Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Oh, okay. It's, I don't know if I've heard that one.
It's basic Carol Bells.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I've heard that one.
Yeah, so,
because it's the best song.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it basically launched their career, and everybody's like, this song is amazing. I love that song.
The song, no, that song,
and it's one of those songs that I can listen to no matter when. It doesn't matter what time of year it is. I can hear it and be like, ass.
I think the first time I heard it was probably, honestly, like Home Alone or something like that. I think it has Carol the Bells when he's going to a really epic kind of thing.
Maybe.
I don't know. I just remember being like, oh, shit. Like, that song fills you with, like, shit's happening.
Yeah. And you get the boom, boom.
Yep.
And it was like, all right, so for this week's pod question, it's up to you, my good man.
Yeah, I'm switching up things in general with media, and I want to know, what is the last book you've read, and would you recommend it?
Oh, okay. I like that. Mm-hmm. It's a good question.
It's getting good weather. I can actually sit out in my hammock, and I was starting to read. Yeah. I'm like, this is fucking gorgeous.
This morning, waiting for the bus for Renoa, when I was outside with a cup of tea, and I was like, it's just chilly enough where I was like, maybe I should get a throw. But I was like, no, I'm just going to hang out here.
I bought a throw.
But, like, it was just chilly enough. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yes. And this is that time of year in Phoenix where it sucks. Where you wake up in the morning, you're like, brr, it's cold. And you turn on the heat. And then on your way home, you're like, brr, it's hot. And you turn on the AC.
Brr, it's hot.
Yeah, you know what I meant. And so, yeah. Like, it's that weird time of year.
I mean, I like it when it gets more stably, brr, it's cold. And then it goes to brr, it's cold. There must be some Taurus in the atmosphere. I said, brr, it's cold in here.
Is it?
No. Is it going to get colder?
If only global warming wasn't a thing.
I mean, it isn't a thing. Haven't you listened to GOP? I mean, come on. By the way, let's talk about bullying. No, I'm done.
No, I was like, ooh. All right, so let us know your answers at battenhammer@gmail.com, battenhammer on Twitter, Sprekins and Geek on Facebook. You can reach me. I am at Tarskabee.
I'm at Craig Kalis. Make sure to like us, love us, and share us on SoundCloud and iTunes. Again, hashtag hit post to myself.
Yeah.
About that.
All right, so we are going to get to our spoiler-filled review of Mandalorian Season 2, Episode 3. You should watch it, right?
Waiting for you. He's like, are we?
So, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't want to hang around for that, you've been listening to episode 378 of Sprekins and Geeks. Super Sprekins and Geek, I'm at.
Is it 378 or 379?
Okay. 378.
Have a great week.
Your hammer?
Yeah, you didn't say I'm bat.
I did.
Did you say? And I'm hammer.
Have a great week.
Have a good week.
All right, so Mandalorian Season 2, Episode 3.
A.K.A. the one that everyone Some else story. Referred to. That I didn't know what the hell was going on, but I haven't read any of the stuff or
watched it. No, it's just Clone Wars.
Yeah, so I haven't watched this. I haven't seen the references, but I saw people post the pictures, so yes. That's why I knew.
Katie Sackhoff is Bo-Katan from the Clone Wars
cartoon. Bo-Katan is somebody, I'm guessing.
It's a Mandalorian. She is basically heir to the throne of Mando.
Okay.
Of Mandalore, sorry.
Okay.
But she needs the Darksaber for some reason.
Didn't she have it?
She doesn't. Moff Gideon has it.
Yeah, but didn't she have it in the cartoon or something like that? Because I remember someone saying some Mandalorian has the Darksaber.
She used to have it. Sabine used to have it. But now...
Sabine, okay. Maybe that's it.
And Sabine's from Rebels. But now Moff Gideon has it.
Yeah.
We don't know how he got it, but now Moff Gideon has it. So you get a little bit of story, but again, this show is MacGuffin the show. I'm going to take you over here, and after you help me with this, I'm going to give you the key, the information, so you can go over here to get this thing that takes you over here, that takes you over here, that takes you over here, that takes you over there. And, like, it gets kind of annoying and repetitive.
Yeah.
Of, like, ooh, how can we do another MacGuffin? I know, MacGuffin!
Well, and it just gets... I'm tired.
You need to get...
No, I mean, I do, but yeah. Like, I get... I went and took a break. I actually went and go back and actually watched
whatchamacallit. I didn't know you had another roommate.
Yeah, I have a new roommate. He's a cool dude. I gave him a heads up that we're gonna do recording out here. I went and watched the second the fourth episode of Enterprise. Or Discovery, not Enterprise, sorry. And I was like, oh, this is what a show for sci-fi actually feels like. When there's story development, plot development, and... Yeah, dude, I just feel like they're spinning their wheels and they're wasting time. Like, this time was they actually referenced stuff that people were excited about.
There was at least some story with this one.
Well, and she was saying something about you were raised by the Fanatics, essentially. So he was essentially raised by the Flat Earther version of, like, you know, Mandalorians.
Or is what it sounds like.
Or the one that Katie Sackhoff's character is from.
The super religious sect?
Yeah. Because she's saying, like, hey, why don't you take off your helmet?
Yeah, she's like, oh, you're one of those.
Which makes sense. I'm like, that does seem like a very ultra...
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, the episode felt very shoehorned to just bring her character in.
Yeah.
Literally, they're stealing weapons, I guess.
To start the rebellion.
Cool.
Again?
Again, it just felt...
Here's the...
Here's one of the problems.
Your Honor, I would like to submit to the court problem exhibit A.
You cannot be your own lawyer. Oh, I know, that was really painful to watch.
I'm like, it's literally written in the... So, this takes place 3 years after Jedi.
Okay, yeah. I do have to remind myself that, because it's not very apparent.
Force Awakens takes place 30 years after Jedi.
Okay.
So, this is 27 years after Jedi.
Yeah, or before Jedi.
Before, 27 years before Force Awakens. So, now you're running into more of a problem of... At what point does the New Republic take over and push the Empire out of the galaxy forever and the First Order rise up? The longer this goes on, the longer the Empire drags out, the less, like...
It's basically they're spending too much time in their own, like, wheelhouse that they're basically just, yeah.
I wish they had done their own shit. And I've been saying this since Disney took over Star Wars. Everything is tied to the original trilogy. Why didn't you do your own shit?
Oh, do your own story instead of doing The Force Awakens and continue it off?
Do your own shit. Even this is tied into the Skywalker saga.
Yeah.
Even tangentially.
Yeah.
It's all still... like, do your own shit.
I think you're trying to tell me to do my own shit.
Like... And I know, I'm sure, I'm thinking too much of it and too blah, 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 but like, you can't want me to be invested in your story, and then when your story has these massive holes in it, be like, well, you're thinking too much about it. You need to respect my time and my...
This show does not respect
and my connection to... This universe that you're trying to build. It respects
the money that you put towards that connection to the universe. Yes. No, I mean, if the story was good, if it respected your time, just your time in general, and that doesn't even give a shit about you liking Star Wars, at least if it respected your time, and it does not, because again, what is it, TK pointed out, it's 8 episodes long per season. That is, we are almost halfway through the season.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing has happened.
I mean, after we watch this episode, we will be. Have you watched this
one? I've not watched it yet, no.
So after we watch this next one, we will be.
Nothing has happened.
No.
The only thing we know is that, what's her name, Gina Carano's character is probably going to die. Like, that's the most plot development.
I guarantee
that's the most plot development that we've gotten.
And that has nothing to do with the show itself. That's Gina Carano. I
mean. That is the most plot development we've gotten on the show.
And so, the story for this season is... He needs to take Baby Yoda to the Jedi.
I feel like it would have been so much cooler if that had already happened. But they're afraid of losing Baby Yoda.
Who, the Jedi?
No, the writers.
Oh. Yeah, oh, like, Baby Yoda's their crutch.
Yeah, like, the 100%. The problem is like, he's... they're baby Grooting him so hard this season. At least for me, like the first season, I actually thought it was endearing and adorable. Like I like actually was like, this is nice. Now I'm like, this is the same Coke. It is now stale. You just brought it in a different glass. Mm-hmm. It's the same fucking shit. And I would like something fresh.
Right.
I'm ready for them to ditch Baby Yoda. Like, not to be mean, but I'm like, let that story finish, move on to something else, and then be able to come back to it.
I don't think they have something else.
I don't think so either. I mean, I don't think they had a season two.
And well, and now you have to explain. So he has to take Baby Yoda to the Jedi. Where did the Jedi come from?
Yeah, I would say, isn't the Jedi just Luke?
Yes.
He hasn't even started the whole thing yet.
So, and I know people are going to... Before... When you had just the prequels and then the OT, Luke was the last Jedi.
Yeah.
Because he's the only one left. Leia could have been.
But she's not.
But at the end of Return of the Jedi, she was not a Jedi. Luke was the last Jedi.
Yeah.
Period. So, but now we know, like, Ahsoka's still alive.
Mm-hmm.
And Luke is obviously still alive. Leia starts her... Leia had already left her training because she's already given birth to Kylo Ren. So, what? There are other Jedi that were still alive. So where were they when the Empire... Like, you're running into a lot of problems of, like, if these other Jedi were alive, where were they when the Empire was about to just take over the universe? Were they all hiding like Yoda was? And if they were, why? Were they just fucking waiting? Like,
I mean...
And I don't want anybody to be like, well, in this book or in this comic, I'm like, no. We've talked about this ad nauseum. You should not have to consume X to appreciate and understand why. X should add, maybe?
Yeah.
To why, but you shouldn't have to be like, I don't get it. Well, if you read these other eight books, you would. Well, suck my fucking balls.
I get what you're saying.
I would suck on my chocolate salty balls.
I can do that too. The Scientologist will come
after you. Stick them in your mouth and suck them.
No, the thing about it is, like, I can understand. Like, I can think of a couple different legitimate reasons why the Jedi are still there. Like, that part doesn't bug me.
A few Jedi. Like, there's a difference. I can understand one or two or three survive, because the galaxy's massive.
Yeah.
Right? But how many survived?
I don't think that many. Like, it's never going to be, like, a full-on order kind of thing. Because, again, my whole point, the biggest part is that...
But Luke, at this point, is already training Jedi.
Mm-hmm. And they might be training Jedi elsewhere.
But like, I just...
That part doesn't bug me. Okay. That's what I'm trying to say is, like, I can see reasons. Like, but, I haven't read anything.
It bugs me because of how it's also connected to the sequels of, like, all of this stuff is connected still. And the more you expand on this universe, the more holes you create. When you have it tight and you're just like, why does this exist? Because it does. Okay. But then when you're like, well, we're going to give you a little bit of story over here and a little bit of story over here. And the more you branch out...
The puzzle pieces don't mash up.
You get this huge web of just like, we can fly a fucking spaceship through the holes.
I mean, you can. You did it in three movies, so it's fine. Yeah. That part, sadly enough, doesn't bug me. It is just not... So far, it's not a good show. It's not bad. Like, I've watched bad TV shows.
Oh, yeah.
It's just... This would be forgettable at best. This would be like, you remember the show, it had Heath Ledger in it. It was called Roar, and it was on Fox TV. There was a show called Roar, had Heath Ledger on it. I think it was Heath Ledger when he was younger. And it was like this whole, basically like King Arthur's kind of story kind of thing. It wasn't King Arthur, but it was that whole idea of like some kind of Celtic knight kind of thing. That was a show. That show is forgettable by most anyone, I'm sure, including yourself, kind of thing.
Yeah.
It existed. That's what this show would be if it wasn't for Star Wars. It's okay. It's maybe serviceable, but it's not good. And that's my problem, is like, it's not good. And I felt that way since the damn first fucking episode I've seen of it.
I know that Sarah has said if there's no story after this season. She's out.
Yeah, I can see that. And
the problem is, if you were critical about this, you're then put into the toxic fan base of Star Wars, and your opinion or your critique of it doesn't matter because you're toxic.
I haven't had any conversations with people like that, but again, I also.
But that's how
I haven't really shared my opinion openly.
But that's how it seems to be. Like, if you have a negative opinion about Star Wars now, it's because you're part of a toxic fan base.
Yeah.
Instead of like, no, this is just passable. Like, yeah. Are we accepting just passable?
I mean, from Star Wars, yes. This is the best Star Wars that we've gotten.
Right, but
it, but that doesn't make it good.
No, and I just, I, there's so much that I feel that they could do here.
Yeah.
And if you were going to do Creature of the Week,
have him go for bounties.
Exactly. You could have had him be a bounty hunter. And the first episode, he was a bounty hunter.
Yeah, that was cool.
And you were like, cool. And now he's not. Like, we are, well, we're 11 episodes into this.
Yeah.
12, if you count the one that we haven't watched yet. So, yeah. But we're 11 episodes into this. Why does the Empire want Baby Yoda?
To run tests on it and do some kind of crazy clones, because we know they were clone crazy.
We don't know they wanted to do clones. All we know is they were doing tests.
Yep.
That's literally all we know. So why do they want Baby Yoda?
Because they wanted to find ways to make legitimate plushies so they could sell them at their own Disneyland. I'm sorry, what?
They needed their own money. They need to rebuild the Death Star again.
Bring me the baby. So, yeah. I can't do his fucking voice.
I would like to see the baby. Like, I just... And
again, I watched, I haven't seen, I gave myself like, what is it, like 3 weeks space after I caught up on Discovery. And then I went and watched Picard. And then I saw a post about the idea that there was a future, like the Jupiter, not Jupiter, but the, that's different. Thing. I was lost in space. Sorry. The Voyager, like they had like the, whatever it is, the Intrepid class. They showed the new version of the Voyager, which is like a J series, whatever it is. And I was like,
on Picard?
Not on Picard, but on Discovery. I'm not going to tell you why, but fun stuff.
Okay. But Discovery is in the past.
Yes.
Okay.
But I was like, oh shit. And so I was like, I'm going to go watch Discovery again. I picked up and I watched the fourth episode. I haven't watched the others in a couple weeks. Immediately I was like, hey, I know these characters. Oh, those are relationships. You built relationships? That story? Are you piecing something together? Is there a mosaic of other things? Is that fun, pretty, funny, like, cool, wow, sci-fi shit?
I mean, yes. There is in Mando... It'll be there in episode 8.
But that's like, the thing.
You see these characters, they're coming back.
That's the thing, though. It's just, that's such a terrible thing. That's like saying, hey, like, I'm going to give you a terrible, terrible hand job. Like, you're going to get it with, like, fucking sandpaper, and it's just going to go on for a long time, and I'm going to stare at you the entire time. But at the end, this really hot Asian's going to come and fuck you. But only for, like, 5 seconds afterwards. Everything else, just sandpaper hand job the entire time. That's yeah, exactly. That's how I feel. I'm like, you tell me to wait till like episode eight. I'm like, and again, maybe four. I don't think so. I think we're gonna get more of the same.
Here's episode 4 came out today.
Yeah,
I've not seen anything online.
Yeah, because people fucking meme the shit out of things.
But usually people are really bad about
spoiling shit,
and I haven't seen anything. And I'm like, either something doesn't happen, or somehow my phone learned that, like, I don't want to know this stuff.
No, that's not... No. No.
What did we... We mentioned something. Fuck. We mentioned something on a podcast a few weeks ago, and on my phone I started getting ads for that thing.
Oh, yeah, me too. I've got...
And I was like, mm-hmm. It was a movie. God, what... It was... Fuck. Was it... I think it was Over the Top. I think it was.
It's on Amazon Prime.
And it was
Prime.
Like, you can rent it on Amazon Prime. And I was like, you motherfuckers listening to me. Stop.
I was like, you know, you could be a little less overt. You're like the person who says, like, I'm totally not stalking
you. So then I started yelling at my phone. I'm like, where can I find an Asian woman? It still hasn't sent me that shit yet. No.
It's like, you should go to the brothels in Las Vegas.
I will fucking, well, not right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Mando's Mando.
It's the best episode since the first two.
No.
That's not saying much.
The last episode of season, the last two of last season were pretty good when they had them hunkered down and like they came in.
Oh yeah, no, like, I'm talking about
that was one this of, like, season. Oh, no, yeah, it's this the best season. One of this season.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, this is the best one of this season. I agree with you. Like, the last ones were, they're good.
That was the problem. Was like, oh, okay. I thought you were building up, and then once you, and then I thought you were going to keep going. Instead, you're like, we're hard reset. It's like, oh,
you know the steps you did. We're doing them again.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. This is my bitch fest.
Yeah. Anything else you want to add on this?
Go watch Star Trek Discovery. It's a better sci-fi show. It's a better Star Wars than Star Wars is right now. That first, like, seriously, the first episode of season three, that's very Star Wars-y. And better than this, so. Oh, there we go.
All right.
I'm done.
All right. 378, all that jazz that we just did before we ranted on about Mando being passable at best.
Sandpaper hand job.
Yeah. Title of the episode, Sandpaper Handjob.
I can make it that way.
I mean, you should be.
Instead of Moneyball, Sandpaper Handjob.
People are like, wow. All right, all that stuff. Have fun. See you guys later.
Bye.